Hello and welcome to episode number 106 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. Today we'll read Numbers 18, Luke 13, and Psalm 28 from the New Century Version. Numbers chapter 18. The Lord said to Aaron, "You, your sons, and your family are now responsible for any wrongs done against the holy place. You and your sons are responsible for any wrongs done against the priests. Bring with you your fellow Levites from your tribe, and they will help you and your sons serve in the tent of the agreement. They are under your control to do all the work that needs to be done in the tent. But they must not go near the things in the holy place or near the altar. If they do, both you and they will die. They will join you in taking care of the meeting tent. They must do the work at the tent, and no one else may come near you. You must take care of the holy place and the altar so that I won't become angry with the Israelites again. I myself chose your fellow Levites from among the Israelites as a gift given for you to the Lord to work at the meeting tent. But only you and your sons may serve as priests. Only you may serve at the altar or go behind the curtain. I am giving you this gift of serving as a priest, and anyone else who comes near the holy place will be put to death." Then the Lord said to Aaron, "I myself make you responsible for the offerings given to me. All the holy offerings that the Israelites give to me, I give to you and your sons as your share, your continual portion. Your share of the holy offerings is that part which is not burned. When the people bring me gifts as most holy offerings, whether they are grain or sin or penalty offerings, they will be set apart for you and your sons. You must eat the offering in a most holy place. Any male may eat it, but you must respect it as holy. I also give you the offerings the Israelites present to me. I give these to you and your sons and daughters as your continual share. Anyone in your family who is clean may eat it, and I give you all the best olive oil and all the best new wine and grain. This is what the Israelites give to me, the Lord, from the first crops they harvest. When they bring to the Lord all the first things they harvest, they will be yours. Anyone in your family who is clean may eat these things. Everything in Israel that is given to the Lord is yours. The first one born to any family, whether people or animals, will be offered to the Lord, and that will be yours. But you must make a payment for every firstborn child and every firstborn animal that is unclean. When they are 1 month old, you must make a payment for them of 2 ounces of silver, as set by the holy place measure. But you must not make a payment for the firstborn ox or sheep or goat. Those animals are holy. Sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as an offering made by fire. The smell is pleasing to the Lord. But the meat will be yours, just as the breast that is presented and the right thigh will be yours. Anything the Israelites present as holy gifts, I, the Lord, give to you, your sons and daughters, as your continual portion. This is a lasting agreement of salt before the Lord, for you and your children forever." The Lord also said to Aaron, "You will not inherit any of the land, and you will not own any land among the other people. I will be yours. Out of all the Israelites, only you will inherit me. When the people of Israel give me a tenth of what they make, I will give that tenth to the Levites. This is their payment for the work they do serving at the meeting tent. But the other Israelites must never go near the meeting tent, or they will die for their sin. Only the Levites should work in the meeting tent and be responsible for any sins against it. This is a rule from now on. The Levites will not inherit any land among the other Israelites. But when the Israelites give a tenth of everything they make to me, I will give that tenth to the Levites as a reward. That is why I said about the Levites, they will not inherit any land among the Israelites." The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Levites and tell them, 'You will receive a tenth of everything the Israelites make, which I will give to you. But you must give a tenth of that back to the Lord. I will accept your offering just as much as I accept the offering from others who give new grain or new wine. In this way, you will present an offering to the Lord as the other Israelites do. When you receive a tenth from the Israelites, you will give a tenth of that to Aaron the priest as the Lord's share. Choose the best and holiest part from what you were given as the portion you must give to the Lord. Say to the Levites, when you present the best, it will be accepted as much as the grain and wine from the other people. You and your families may eat all that is left anywhere, because it is your pay for your work in the meeting tent. And if you always give the best part to the Lord, you will never be guilty. If you do not sin against the holy offerings of the Israelites, you will not die. Luke chapter 13. At that time, some people were there who told Jesus that Pilate had killed some people from Galilee while they were worshiping. He mixed their blood with the blood of the animals they were sacrificing to God. Jesus answered, "Do you think this happened to them because they were more sinful than all others from Galilee? No, I tell you. But unless you change your hearts and lives, you will be destroyed as they were. What about those 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think they were more sinful than all the others who live in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you change your hearts and lives, you will all be destroyed too." Jesus told this story. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came looking for some fruit on the tree, but he found none. So the man said to his gardener, "I have been looking for fruit on this tree for 3 years, but I never find any. Cut it down. Why should it waste the ground?" But the servant answered, "Master, let the tree have one more year to produce fruit. Let me dig up the dirt around it and put on some fertilizer. If the tree produces fruit next year, good. But if not, you can cut it down." Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. A woman was there who, for 18 years, had an evil spirit in her that made her crippled. Her back was always bent. She could not stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are free from your sickness." Jesus put his hands on her, and immediately she was able to stand up straight and began praising God. The synagogue leader was angry because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. He said to the people, "There are 6 days when one has to work. So come to be healed on one of those days and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord answered, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you untie your work animals and lead them to drink water every day, even on the Sabbath day? This woman that I healed, a daughter of Abraham, has been held by Satan for 18 years. Surely it is not wrong for her to be freed from her sickness on a Sabbath day." When Jesus said this, all of those who were criticizing him were ashamed. But the entire crowd rejoiced at all the wonderful things Jesus was doing. Then Jesus said, "What is God's kingdom like? What can I compare it with? It is like a mustard seed that a man plants in his garden. The seed grows and becomes a tree, and the wild birds build nests in its branches." Jesus said again, "What can I compare God's kingdom with? It is like yeast that a woman took and hid in a large tub of flour until it made all the dough rise." Jesus was teaching in every town and village as he traveled toward Jerusalem. Someone said to Jesus, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Jesus said, "Try hard to enter through the narrow door, because many people will try to enter there, but they will not be able. When the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you can stand outside and knock on the door and say, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in the streets of our town.' But he will say to you, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Go away from me, all you who do evil.' You will cry and grind your teeth with pain when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in God's kingdom, but you yourselves thrown outside. People will come from the east, west, north, and south, and will sit down at the table in the kingdom of God. There are those who are last now who will be first in the future, and there are those who are first now who will be last in the future." At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away from here. Herod wants to kill you." Jesus said to them, "Go tell that fox Herod, 'Today and tomorrow I am forcing demons out and healing people. Then on the third day, I will reach my goal. Yet I must be on my way today and tomorrow and the next day. Surely it cannot be right for a prophet to be killed anywhere except in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone to death those who are sent to you. Many times I wanted to gather your people as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not let me. Now your house is left completely empty. I tell you, you will not see me until that time when you will say, God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm chapter 28. Lord, my rock, I call out to you for help. Do not be deaf to me. If you are silent, I will be like those in the grave. Hear the sound of my prayer when I cry out to you for help. I raise my hands toward your most holy place. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil. They say peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Pay them back for what they have done, for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they have done. Give them their reward. They don't understand what the Lord has done or what he has made, so he will knock them down and not lift them up. Praise the Lord because he heard my prayer for help. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him and he helps me. I am very happy and I praise him with my song. The Lord is powerful. He gives victory to his chosen one. Save your people and bless those who are your own. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. May God bless the reading of his word. After reading Numbers 18, you can see why some of the people argued to be able to help in the tabernacle. They saw the offerings that were given to the priests. Of course, with the so-called perks came huge responsibilities and the possibility of death if things were not done exactly according to the law. Jesus spoke of the narrow door today. Just a small number of people get through a narrow door. Listen, don't be concerned if it seems the crowd is going through a wide door. You don't want to be a part of that crowd. Be the person who has the fortitude to make his or her own decisions. Forget crowdthink. Think with the mind of Christ and go through the narrow door. So, how does your itinerary look today? As many of you know, my day job is as a voice actor. Have you seen the previews for the movie In a World? It's a romantic comedy about a woman who's trying to break into the voiceover business. Well, tonight the film is being shown in what I think is a sort of artsy theater in Hollywood. Many of the big names in this little industry, people whose voices I know you have heard, will be there, and so will the lovely Lady Leanne and I. I've already met a few of the folks that'll be there, but I'm looking forward to meeting some others tonight. Should be fun. Have a great day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.